Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm a little bit ill today, so you might hear my voice is slightly different, but we'll try and get through this. Okay, way back in episode one, I mentioned that listeners could use the podcast to tell their own stories if they like. Some of our guests have done that, and it would also be good if listeners who want to share are able to. So if you want to do that, consider this episode an open invitation. Sharing our stories is powerful and increases awareness, and I believe that awareness is the key to change. Back in episode 7, as Mike Bell described, often politicians just aren't aware of how bad a problem is until they see the details. Few branches of the law would discourage abuse victims from speaking out. But the family court, with its court orders, seems like they're doing this. I say seems. They have restrictions in what can be said, but they're often to protect children, and so they're understandable. However, it can appear as if they are gagging orders. Often they're not. Court orders, if you look at the detail, they often allow speaking with caveats, which would allow somebody to tell their story, even if, for example, names have to be altered. Often, though, I've found that it's the practitioners outside of the court, the barristers and solicitors, etc., who are the ones that discourage sharing the most. Indeed, I found that some of the worst parts of the family law system are not within the court at all, but within those outside of the court itself, but who take part in the cases. Some people have contacted me, and in talking with them, there seems to be a few barriers to them actually coming on air and sharing their stories. For example, number one, they don't like public speaking. There was an article or study some years ago, I remember, that said that some people fear public speaking more than death. It sounds incredible, but it's true for some. I don't like public speaking myself, mainly because I'm not great at it, as you can tell. As I've said before, if somebody out there wants to take over presenting this podcast, please get in touch. Another reason why people don't want to come on air and tell their stories, I've found, is they don't like writing, or they find writing their story in a concise way difficult. I totally understand that. Third reason is court orders don't let them use names, dates and places, etc., and I've spoken about that already. Sometimes just changing names is enough, but check what you want to share complies with court orders and take legal advice to ensure this. Another reason people are worried about further abuse, or they don't want their story to come out at work or the like, or they're just very private. Basically, I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for those who want to share. I found that people do want to share, but for the reasons I've mentioned, they're reluctant. If you want help writing your story, we have a writer who can work with you. Now, this is not to ghostwrite a book, but if you want to do an episode giving an overview of your case and story of up to about 30 minutes, I can provide a writer for you. If you don't want to narrate your story, or you don't want to do public speaking, we can provide a professional narrator. Not me, you'll be glad to hear. Somebody who actually sounds good. So don't worry about that. And just to make clear, writers and narrators will be free for listeners. Instead of a scripted story, if you just want to come on the podcast and tell your story yourself, or in a discussion with me in an episode, that's fine too. What I want to do is remove hurdles to help those who want to share. Feel free to contact me by direct message on Twitter at FairParentingUK, or email me at podcast@fairparenting.co.uk. Sharing stories can also help others, for example, people who are only just starting the court process, or people who haven't been through abusive relationships before and they know something's wrong in the way they're being treated, but they may not understand that it's coercive control or gaslighting, just because they've never really used those terms in their other relationships, who perhaps had wonderful relationships before. Another thing to consider is that a bit of strategy or experience from your case, through sharing it with others, it may improve somebody else's outcome immeasurably. It may take their whole case and life on a different and better trajectory for them and their children just by hearing something that happened to you, or a strategy or something. We know we can't just rely on solicitors. There are good and bad solicitors. We can't just rely on them. So just anything you can share may help somebody else in ways you don't realize. So it's always worth doing, I think, if we can. And if you can't, I understand totally. We're all coping with this as best we can. Raising awareness of our stories is the aim. If you don't want to come on this podcast, please consider sharing your story on other podcasts, blogs, YouTube, ebooks, social media, etc. There's never been a better time for people to publish their stories, and awareness will help bring change. If we sit and suffer in silence, it's unlikely to bring change about. We won't be doing story episodes every episode because we've got lots of guests and other things planned, but we will do them from time to time. So please feel free to step forward. Okay, before my voice gives out, I'll stop there. This is a short episode. So that's it. It's a free open offer to those who want to tell their story. We're already recording the first one. And if you're interested in recording yours, please contact me on Twitter or email. Thanks for listening, and best wishes to you wherever you are on your parenting journey. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.